Justin Bieber at a concert talking about Instagram.
Sure, I think hell is Instagram.
And that's, he goes, I think hell is Instagram. He said, I'm just trying to be the best me. I get stuck in my DMs. And listen, I think social media is great. I'm 31 years old. Mm-hmm. I grew up just like you did, where even in the last 5 or 6 years, social media has evolved so tremendously that to me, it's absolutely amazing. And I know that for a younger generation that they grew up, this is what they know.
Oh, yeah.
If you're, 10 years old, in the last 5 years, you've always been
around it.
Yeah. It's not new to you, and you've had this constant connection. However, it's, you find people of all ages mm-hmm. who are obsessed with social media, mm-hmm. and I don't understand that. If you have, it's a powerful tool. It allows you to communicate. It makes a huge world really, really small. And you find people, like, I'm on Reddit every single day. I go through Reddit, and there's people all over the world talking on Reddit, whether they're weighing in on different things. And to me, it's amazing that you are able to see how other people grow up, how they're raised, what impacts their daily life. But when you start, Justin Bieber, I'm stuck in my DMs. What is wrong with you?
You're only stuck in them because you choose to be stuck in
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
And and the thing is, I try to do this, like when I go on vacation, like I don't take my phone with me because I just need that break because, you can't help it.
Is it a struggle for you?
The first couple of days is just because you're so used to having that phone in your hand all the time. But then after that, it's amazing how you look at it and you look around. And I remember being away just a few months ago and looking around the swimming pool. Like when I'm just sitting there and I've got a cocktail in my hand and I'm just chilling out in the sunshine. But looking around, everybody's just sitting in the sun with their phone in their face and just not enjoying kind of like just relaxing and what's around it doesn't, that stuff will still be there in 3 or 4 days' time. It's not going to go away.
I find myself getting sucked into Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
There are people, I'm on Snapchat, you can follow me, Amy MCR. but I go through, I have a lot of listener friends, so I follow them on Snapchat.
Uh-huh.
And I go through, and it's an entire list. And I sit there and I click through all their pictures. And I know the ins and outs of their daily life. And to me, I'm like, oh, this is cool. I think it's a cool way to communicate.
Yeah.
But before bed, like last night I was reading. I was like, I Snapchat. I have a few books I'm working my way through.
Mm-hmm.
The Fault in Our Stars, Da Vinci Code, and another one. And I was like, I'm putting the phone down for a little bit.
Just disconnect.
But you have this fear of missing out. You have this fear of being disconnected. And I was like, I need to get back into this habit where I'm not on my phone until 10:30 at night, just, commenting on people's things. Like, it's, you need that time to focus on you. So if you are Justin Bieber and you're stuck in your DMs,
walk away.
Yes.
You can.
And is it a struggle for you? Do you find yourself having to make a conscious effort? Like me last night going, okay, put the phone down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, or you making that effort? Yeah. Like, but when you're on vacation, don't take the phone with you. Don't take it out. Is it something you have to force yourself to do?
Yeah, my wife's terrible. The last thing she does before she goes to sleep, she's scrolling through social media. First thing she does when she wakes up, she starts scrolling through social media. It's like, you can just hang fire. Just relax just a little.
You can get on your social media. Tweet us at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.